Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Phil C. This is Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au and now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM, 87.6 Backwater Country, and a brand new station, 93.6 FM for Triple E in Emerald. And I've got a fabulous show planned for you this afternoon, folks. I've got two sensational interviews. I'm coming to you live from the Boney Mountain Folk Festival. That's Norma O'Hara's festival. And I've got an interview with Errol Grey now. Errol Grey is a comedic country singer, absolutely sensational, really funny bloke. And I've got an interview with him. And I've also got an interview with Rosalind Sinclair. Now, Rosalind is the organiser of the Texas Country Music Festival, which I'll be coming to you live from next Sunday, okay? That's the Texas Country Music Festival. And I've got a fabulous discussion with her. And we're going to be playing some music by artists that will be appearing at that festival as well throughout the course of the program. We've got people there like Travis Collins, Amber Lawrence, Taylor Moss, Jane Denham, and the list goes on. I'm going to pick the program off with a brand new song. This is the latest single by Amber Lawrence. It's a number called Kick the Doors Down.
Don't want to die wondering. Don't want to be stuck in the mud in a rut, giving up and surrendering. Want to shake some things up, make it happen, give it some back in the saddle. Ooh, take your aim and shoot the shot. Ooh, follow your dreams right to the top. Gonna be the one who had some fun, spun this crazy world around. Time to shine up my boots and kick the doors down. Time to shine.
There we go, folks. That is Amber Lawrence, and she's going to be appearing at the Texas Country Music Festival 26th to 28th of September. A little bit later on in the program, we do have an interview with Rosalind Sinclair. But before she comes up, folks, I'm going to put this one on for you right now.
Yeah, this is Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM, 87.6 Backwater Country, and a brand new station in Emerald, Queensland for Triple E. And I'm at the Boney Mountain Folk Festival with one of my favourites, Errol Grey. How you going, buddy?
I'm going very well. Very well.
Thank you so much. We chatted last year, and it's a pleasure to catch up with you again this year.
No, well, it's good to be here. It's good to be anywhere this time.
Absolutely. Now, from last year to now, what have you been doing? You've been travelling around?
Because
I know you live in the van.
That's right. Yeah, no, we did a trip over the South Australia and up through the centre and back to, and you're speaking of Emerald there, well, yep. I do about a 6-week stint there every year at the Emerald Tourist Park. I just left there actually last week.
Fantastic. I wish I'd known in advance. We could have let them know up there where you were going to be.
Yeah.
So that was good for you?
Oh, yeah. No, I love
always
it.
Good?
Yeah.
So do you have a regular sort of itinerary that you do each year, or do you, do different things?
A couple of places we do regular, like Emerald, which we always do that. But, you know, we attach a different trip to it. Like we went up through the centre this time. Last year we went up to Cairns and up that way. So we try and, you know, tie something in different. The next year we'll be going down to Thargomindra for the festival there in July in the middle of it all. So.
Wow, Thargomindra. So you're going for Jed and Trudy's, Channel Country?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's a great festival.
I haven't done it, no.
You haven't done it?
No.
Not been to Thargomindra?
Oh, I don't think I've ever been to Thargomindra. I'm pretty sure I haven't.
You're going to enjoy
it. I'm sure I'd remember, but I don't think I have.
It's a long way to Thargomindra.
I know, yeah.
It's a long way out there, but once you're out there, you're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. So a lot of your songs are based at Grey Nomads, obviously.
Well, only because I am one, you know, virtually, and that vintage, if you like, so... They're not necessarily aimed at them, it's just...
Well, directed to them and your experience, their experience.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you ever get to a place... I remember I was interviewing Johnny Williamson once and he said he went to a caravan park and he said, I can feel a song coming on immediately. Old farting caravan parks. Do you get that sort of thing? You walk into a place and go, I can make a song out of this.
Oh, well, the things that happen around and people you meet, that's where it all comes from.
Yep.
And just what you observe, you know, like songs of mine, like Backing in the Van, which took me about 5 minutes to write with 4 years of research.
Okay. 5 minutes to write with 4 years of what, talking to people?
No, just looking.
Just looking. Okay. And you got a lot of others. I mean, Lawnmower Man, for example, that wasn't a personal experience.
Well, I did have a lawnmowing run for about 15 years back in the 90s and early 2000s.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So you've also got a couple of books. Now, last year you didn't have these. You had some, but you got some new ones. Tell us about these.
Well, I've got my autobiography, Stories of My Life, which I wrote back in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And last year I put all my observations of caravan parks into a book called Once Upon a Time in a Caravan Park, which is all my humorous looks at what happens. And that comes with a 15-track CD with all my caravan and songs.
Okay.
And this year, and I enjoyed the writing so much, this year I've written a new one. It's called Brain Farts and Thought Bubbles, which is 80 of my song lyrics and poems in verse form in a book.
Brain farts?
In different categories.
And thought bubbles.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty intellectual tome, you know.
Okay, fair enough. So all your songs are comedic, really, aren't they?
They're not all funny. Not all of them.
Okay.
So I was a serious songwriter back in the day, but it sort of didn't get me anywhere being a serious. Too many of them around.
Okay.
But I still... You know, do write the occasional, you know, ones a bit more serious.
Yeah. But I guess you've got a reputation now of being a comedic country singer, so everybody's expecting you to make them laugh.
Yeah, which is great. I don't mind that at all. I mean, it's nice to be wanted for something.
Look, I think you're a fabulous singer-songwriter, and it's so good for me to see you. I've actually recorded your set, so we might have to put some of that on in Emerald so they can reminisce.
Yeah, I'll be back there again next year in August. So.
Okay. And where do you stay? Is it a caravan park you're in Emerald?
The Emerald Tourist Park,
And you're there for 6 weeks?
Usually about 6 weeks of a stint,
And perform
every day? Yep, for an hour at 5 o'clock around the fire.
Good stuff. So it's just you and a guitar? There's no amplification?
Oh, just a little one little speaker. Yep, that's
and
it.
And show that's about your music and tell a few yarns. And
yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. Now I do, three or four different shows, which I rotate every day, so they're all different.
Well, you got a lot of music.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't do the same song twice unless somebody asked it as a request.
That's right.
How many songs have you got? How many albums now?
Well, there's 10 albums, 147 songs, plus I'm going to Tamworth to record some new ones in January when I'm over there.
Yeah. Now, you do have a new one. Can we talk about it? It's not available yet. So
no.
What's the new song called?
Well, there's a couple of new ones. There's one... The Great Australian Wave, which is about people in caravans waving to each other.
Yes, and I heard you perform that earlier.
Yeah. And the other one is 15 Flies in the Car.
I heard you do that one earlier as
which
well.
Which stems from our trip up through the centre, because when you're out there in the middle of nowhere, like I said before, you're assigned 100 personal flies that stick with you the whole time you're there.
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing worse when they're in the car with you.
And is this from personal experience?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what about the caravan wave? Is it something you do? Or?
No, it's what grey nomads do.
I know, but are you one of the ones that wave?
Oh, I'm a terrible wave. Sometimes I do.
Yes.
I'll wave back.
Yeah.
I'm not much of an instigator.
You don't
waving.
Instigate, no?
I'll do sometimes, depending on how I'm feeling, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Like I said, sometimes you're bouncing along the road, you've got both hands on the wheel, you haven't got time to break your concentration to wave to somebody.
True, yeah.
You're concentrating and staying on the road.
But then you can give them, I guess, a
little
nod.
Oh, you can do the nod, yeah.
You can do the nod.
Do the nod.
And what about the bird?
Oh, you see that occasionally. Well, I've done it myself
a couple of times. So what inspired you to do that, do you think? Is it you're just like, oh, I'm sick of this, I'm just not going to wave at you, I'm just going to stick my finger up?
No, it's just some people do behave like idiots on the road, but, you know. Yep. No, it's just a bit of fun.
It's a fun song. So when's it likely to be out, and are they coming out as singles or will it be on an album?
I don't think it'll be an album. Well, I can only get recording 4 or 5 unless I write a whole stack more and get some more money.
Yes.
There won't be a new album because it's a bit expensive.
So I guess we call it an EP or
five songs? Well, something like that. It'll go on the USB stick they sell, plus it'll go on the digital platforms.
On the platforms. So you're not going to record physical copy?
I don't think so. Not at this stage. I haven't got a plan to. There's not the days of actually putting a full album out these days. It's hard yakka, you know. We still sell CDs to a point, but, you know, when you consider you've got to buy at least, get 500 or 1,000 pressed up, the costs get a bit prohibitive. But, you know, when you're an old bloody pensioner on the road, I'll tell you.
Yes. Have you got a song about pensioners?
Oh, I've got lots of them.
Yeah. I mean, I love your Centrelink songs.
Yeah.
Working for the Dole. You got some great songs, and my listeners love listening to them. So we're going to wind this up in a sec. Errol, what's your favourite, mate? Have you got one that you really love that's outstanding to you?
An old Millard and a Tinny, because I think I must have wrote that about myself. I wasn't consciously thinking about it, but when I reflect back on it, I think, yeah, that sums me up.
So tell us some of the lyrics for the listeners. An old Millard, that's a caravan, and a tinny, obviously, little boat, so it's about you going out fishing? Or?
Well, it's basically about a bloke who's a resident of a caravan park.
Right.
That's where he lives. He's got his old van there with his rusty old tin roof over the top, and he's got his tinny tied up at the back door, so we're on this nice little estuary.
Yes.
And he can go fishing, catching up rim and crabs and stuff to keep himself alive, and he catches the courtesy bus down to the pub on Friday nights for the raffles and cleans the toilets to make some cash, and his kids want to put him in a nursing home. So that's what it's all about.
Living, and what's it called again, sorry?
An old Millard and a tinny.
An old Millard and a tinny. Mate, thank you so much for your time, Errol.
No worries.
You're going to be on a bit later on today or tomorrow? When's your
I'll be back again tomorrow. I thought I was today, but actually, tomorrow morning, Gary and I will be doing the morning session.
The breakfast.
Both mornings, Saturday and Sunday, 9:30.
Fantastic. Errol Gray, thank you so much for your time, mate.
No worries.
We're going to be back with more of Corner Country Folks straight after
an old Millard and a tinny.
Family were whinging, Dad, you let yourself go. They hardly ever visit, so how would they know? Because I choose to live in a caravan park. They think I've lost the plot, but they're way off the mark. My waterfront view only costs 200 a week. An old Millard is my mansion, it's cosy and doesn't leak. There's brim at me back door, I catch enough to eat. I go prawning and crabbing up the mangrove creek. The kids shake their heads, they reckon they know best. Dad, you should be in a nursing home, you can't live like this. The Riverside Holiday Park is not their cup of tea. An old Millard and a tinny, that'll do me. They reckon I got no social life, but that's far from true. There's Filthy Phil and Neb, the happy hour crew. Cold beers under the fig tree, prawns in the ice tub. On Friday we get the courtesy bus to the raffles at the club. They look down their noses, they think I'm trailer trash, because I clean the toilets to make some extra cash. They said, what if you get sick and need medical attention? I said, you can call me an ambulance, it's covered in me pension. The kids shake their heads, they reckon they know best. Dad, you should be in a nursing home. You can't live like this. The Riverside Holiday Park is not their cup of tea. An old Millard and a tinny, that'll do me. When the time comes, I finally have to go. Just slide me into the river, tie a crab pot of me toes. There'll be no need for sadness, no need to grieve. Just check me next morning, the muddies are on me. The kids shake their heads, they reckon they know best. Dad, you should be in a nursing home. You can't live like this. The Riverside Holiday Park is not their cup of tea. An old Millard and a tinny, that'll do me. An old Millard and a tinny, that'll do me.
There we go, folks. That's Errol Grey, sensational comedic country singer, travelling the country, living the dream, living in his caravan with his lovely wife and working wherever he goes, and very, very popular. And that interview was obviously done just yesterday at the Boney Mountain Folk Festival. So I managed to catch him before he was off somewhere else and then back to here later. But we got an interview with him, and I think he's a fabulous bloke and a pleasure to have caught up with him again this year.
Get ready for the Texas Country Music Festival this September. It's three massive days of incredible Aussie talent featuring Travis Collins, Amber Lawrence, Taylor Moss, Jane Denham and many more. Tickets are available now. Don't miss out.
Don't miss out, folks, okay? It's happening next weekend. I'll be there, and the show will be live from there. So make sure you check it out, Texas Country Music Festival. A little bit later on in the show, we will have special guest, and that is Rosalind. She is the organiser of that fabulous event. Before that happens, I'm going to play a track by one of the artists, the main artist, I think, Travis Collins. He's got a number called Trucked Up.
We got one store in this little town. Gotta get there before the sun goes down, cause they boarded up on Friday night. But that's alright, alright. Big old cooler, gonna fill it with ice. Brown paper sack full of our supplies. We rode by the city limit sign and we're bye-bye, bye-bye. When we load the truck up, put the truck in gear. Get the truck on, truck on. Truck in gear, get the truck on, truck on out of here. We're gonna go truck crazy, find a truck load of ladies, get the truck on. We'll be right back.
Hey, there we go, folks. That is Travis Collins, Trucked Up. I'm going to play you a song now by another artist that will be there, Jane Denham. The song I'm going to play for you is by Jane Denham and Jason Sever. And the number is called Nightburn. There we go, listeners. That's Jane Denham featuring Jason Sever, Nightburn. And she's one that's going to be at that festival, folks, that sensational one we're talking about.
Get ready for the Texas Country Music Festival this September. It's three massive days of incredible Aussie talent featuring Travis Collins, Amber Lawrence, Taylor Moss, Jane Denham and many more. Tickets are available now. Don't miss out.
Don't miss out, folks, okay? Be there or be square. I'm going to play one more track by an artist that will be there, and he goes by the name of Jeremy Turner. And then straight after this, we have got Rosalind, the organiser of this sensational event. Straight after this, folks.
Mm-hmm. in the front yard. No phone, no keys, no credit card. Empty bottle in my right hand. Guess I gave my last 20 to the cover band. Still seeing stars from the neon lights. I guess I went a little crazy last night. I must have been drunk, I must have been high. Must have been three sheets to the wind. Out of my mind, my broken heart. Must have gone too far. Must have got tipsy, must have got loose. Must have put a hurting on some lady proof. I guess I had me a good time. Truth is I don't remember too much. I must have been drunk. Yeah, I must have been drunk. Well, half empty bag full of takeout. Did I leave on my own or was it kicked out? A cigarette burning my new shirt. Spinning all dizzy and my head hurts. I'm a couple more days from blowing sober. Even my hangover's hungover. I must have been drunk, I must have been high. Must have been three sheets to the wind. Out of my mind, my broken heart. Must have gone too far. Must have got tipsy, must have got loose. Must have put a hurting on some lady proof. I guess I had me a good time. The truth is I don't remember too much. I must have been drunk. Yeah, I must have been drunk. Up in the front yard. How the hell I get here from the dive bar? I must have been drunk, must have been high. Must have been three sheets to the wind. Out of my mind, my broken heart. It must have gone way too far. I must have gotten tipsy, must have got loose. Must have put a hurting on some made it proof. I think I had me a good time. Truth is I don't remember too much. I must have been drunk. Yeah, I must have been drunk. I must have been drunk. Yeah, I must have been drunk.
Welcome to the show, people. If you've just joined us, Phil C here. This is Corner Country, and I've got a very special guest on the phone with me this afternoon. If you're a regular listener to Corner Country, you would have heard a discussion I had with this beautiful lady, Roslyn, who is the organiser of the Texas Country Music Festival, and she's on the program with us yet again. How are you going today, Ros?
Hey, Phil, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well. I am so excited, Rosalind, and so must you be, my dear. Only a week to go for this fabulous festival of yours.
Yes, a week to go. Exactly a week today, actually.
That's right. That's right. So let us into how things are going. Like, let's talk about the general festival. Like, I know you must be doing really well with the ticket sales. What's your suggestion to our listeners if they want to come? What's the best way to get tickets?
Oh, they need to jump on to texasqldmusicfestival.com.au or go to local tickets or call me on 0447 151 939 and I can sort tickets for you. Otherwise, you can buy them at the gate.
Okay. So how's your power sides going? Have you got any left?
We haven't got powered sides. We've got powered glamping.
Ah, so we've got okay.
Yeah, we still have a few glamping as well if people are interested in that.
Tell us a bit about the glamping now. How does that work? So this is for people that don't have accommodation that want to come.
Yeah, so there are 5-metre tents. They're a bit of luxury for when you're camping. They'll set up all your bedding, your towels, soft lighting, floor mats. You just need to bring your clothes and a camp chair and you're set.
Fantastic. Now, this is the second time I've been here to your particular festival. I had an absolute ball last year. Different lineup of artists this year, obviously. You want to mix it up a bit. Yes. Tell us a bit about some of your artists. Like, for example, you've got people like Travis Collins, Amber Lawrence, Taylor Moss, Jane Denham, Pete Smokey Dawson. He looks after all your walk-ups. So tell us a bit about some of your artists.
Well, currently Travis is on tour for his Don't Get Me Started tour, and he'll be finishing up in Texas. So that's his last time you'll get to see him touring this year, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
His current song is called Don't Get Me Started, so I'm sure everybody's heard that. Pete Smokey, he's got a new song out as well. Daddy Has a Workshop, that's on radio stations at the moment. Jane Denham, she's got a new single out. It's called Nightburn.
Yes.
And it features an American singer, Jason Siva. So that's exciting for Jane. She's just been in Nashville as well.
Mm-hmm.
So as of tomorrow, she'll have her deluxe edition of her Moonshine album out as well.
Fantastic.
On all streaming services. And, of course, Taylor's got her album out on Friday. It's called Firecracker. So, yeah, she's releasing it on the day of our festival, so that's exciting.
Yes, wow, and, unbelievable. And she's got a brand-new single as well, doesn't she?
Yes, yeah, she has, The Woman Who Raised Me.
That's right.
Sorry, The Women Who Raised Me. She's even got a hot sauce out as well amongst her other merch.
The which one, sorry?
A hot sauce. Taylor has got a hot sauce out.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah. A hot sauce, like a barbecue sauce or something.
Yeah, a hot sauce, yes.
I wasn't aware of that. I have been playing all these songs you've just mentioned to me for about the last 5 or 6 weeks. The new one by Travis and Taylor Moss, Amber Lawrence and Pete Smokey Dawson. So all my listeners are getting a bit of a feel as to what sort of music you're going to be having out there. But apart from those artists, you've also got people like Paul Costa, Jeremy Turner. Now, he's a regular, isn't he?
Well, this will be his second time to come back, yeah. Last year, so mm-hmm. he's bringing the band back again this year.
Yes.
Tyler Rodriguez. We've got Piper Rodriguez as well this year. We've got, who else have we got? Split Image from Gundawindi. We've got the Night Owls from the Central Coast. And, of course, we've got Tommy B. Sinclair,
yes.
Local teenager. And Kush Ryder's coming back from Melbourne to close out the show.
Kush Ryder was there last year, listeners, and he, in my opinion, he absolutely owned that stage. I'm so glad you got him back on. And he's going to be your closing act this year.
Yeah, he's closing out Saturday night for us.
Okay, fantastic. And apart from all these really great act entertainers, you've also got markets that are a little bit different this year. You're going to have night markets.
Yeah, we're starting on Thursday at 4:30, so we're having a twilight market on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and then the markets will go all day Friday and Saturday until 7 p.m.
Yes.
So lots of different markets. We'll have everything from jeans to candles to wallets to beeswax items, everything.
Yep.
We've got the kids zone as well, of course, so that's exciting. Amber is doing her Kids Gone Country show.
Yes.
So that's exciting as well, yeah.
And you got an area set up for the kids. I know we spoke about this before, but for anybody who missed that discussion we had, you got a special kids zone this year as well?
Yeah, we have. On Thursday, we've got the colour-in station set up and the sandpit toys all day. On Friday and Saturday, we have inflatables and mini golf mm-hmm. as well.
Yep.
So that'll be, they go for 4 or 5 hours each day. So, yeah, the kids will love that. We've also got a Western Wear competition that's going to be judged on Saturday morning when the Kids Gone Country show's on.
Right.
So there's cash up for grabs for that. We've got the Ute show Saturday morning. We've got line dancing on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There's lots to do for all ages.
Absolutely fantastic. I've got to tell you, listeners, I can't wait to get back there and see Texas Country Music Festival rock. And last year was the first one for me, Rosalind. Absolutely insane. Can't wait for it this year. And you've been working so hard to get this all together, obviously, because you're the main organiser of it, aren't you?
I am, but I do have a committee that helped me, so that's great.
Fantastic.
And you'll be happy to know where the $5 beers are back as well.
Great stuff. So the bar is there. They've got $5 beers. Now, the way this works for your listeners is you buy bar tickets. Let's talk about that.
Yep, so tickets are $5 each. So you need one ticket for a beer, two for a spirit or a wine.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the barbecue. They'll take FPOS or cash at the barbecue. We're doing breakfast as well this year on Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
A breakfast? So that was different.
Yeah, we didn't have a breakfast last year, but we do this year. Mm-hmm. And we've got food vendors all weekend as well.
Absolutely brilliant. And, of course, it is a pet-friendly venue, but, of course, they have to keep their dogs under control and always on a leash. And they're not allowed in the concert area, though, are they?
No, they can stay at their camp area, but they're definitely welcome to bring them to the camp area.
Fantastic. What's the weather looking like? If you took a long-range weather report to get a bit of an idea, last year was perfect.
I never have a look at the weather and I'm never going to. It's going to be beautiful.
Well, it is Queensland, isn't it? It's beautiful one day and perfect the next.
All I know is it's lovely and green up there. We've had one of our sponsors up there watering and, you know, my dad and the other sponsor, they've been up there mowing and getting it all ready. So, and our committee have been up there as well cleaning up. So, yeah.
And let's tell them a little bit about the town of Texas itself, because it is such a beautiful, warm and friendly town, and there's so many local shops and hotels and things to see and do in the town of Texas itself.
It is. It's lovely. So we're set on the river. We're set on the Jumeric River.
Mm-hmm.
That's about a kilometre from the main street. And you can camp down there if you like, go fishing, whatever you like to do. And then in the main street, we've got the pub, cafes, little boutiques, food stores. We've got a bowls club. We've got a golf club. We've got a lot of public art. And we've got the Phoenix sculpture in the middle of the main street. So, yeah, we've got public art on the side of the Memorial Hall, on the water tanks, on the school, all those beautiful murals. So, yeah, we're pretty proud of our town. We've come through a lot in the last 10 years or so with, you know, 9 years of drought followed by floods, followed by border closures, another flood. So, yeah, we're pretty resilient out here.
Absolutely. The town's done it tough, but the thing is you're all behind each other, and I know you've got some fabulous sponsors for this event, which is why it's been so successful, and it's just going to be a cracker year this year. I can feel it. The artists you had last year, fabulous. The artists you got this year, equally as good. So you haven't skimped anywhere on talent, that's for sure.
Absolutely not. We've spent a lot of community money, so we hope everyone gets behind us.
Fantastic. Now, just give us, I know the dates. Give us the dates for the benefit of the listeners. It is next weekend. When can they start entering the actual showground?
Oh, they can roll in any time from Wednesday at 2 p.m.
Okay.
But the festival starts Thursday at 9 a.m.
Okay.
Saturday midnight.
Okay, and easiest for them to book online if they want to, or pay at the gate? What would you prefer?
We prefer that they pay online would mm-hmm. be great. But, you know, if they can't do that, that's fine.
Okay, and the details for that again, just once more for the listeners?
You can call me on 0447-151-939 and have your credit card ready, or you can go onto texasqldmusicfestival.com.au and follow the links there. Or you can go to our Facebook page, which is Texas QLD Country Music Festival.
Absolutely fantastic. Rosalind, you got all bases covered. I cannot wait to catch up with you again this next week. And look so much forward to seeing you and this wonderful fest and blossom again from last year.
Thank you so much, Phil. It's great to talk to you as always.
And you. Now, before I let you go, you know we only play Aussie on this network, allaussieradio.com.au. What's your favourite Aussie singer that we can play for you on this particular interview? I know you got so many, so not necessarily favourite. What can we just play for you?
Right now I've been listening to Taylor Moss's The Women Who Raised Me. That's a beautiful song.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to put that on for you right now, Ros. Thank you so much for your time.
Fabulous. See you next week, Phil.
Absolutely. There you go, listeners. That is Roz. She is from the Texas Country Music Festival. Make sure you check it out. And if you're in the area, do yourself a favour. You know you want to. You will not be disappointed with this festival. And we're going to be back with more of Corner Country straight after Taylor Moss's The Women Who Raised Me.
When I heard Shania, it sparked a fire in this child. Still the one was playing when my mama walked down the aisle. I grew up in the backseat, Faith was on the radio. Too young to understand this kiss, but felt it in my soul. Carrie and Casey, Loretta and Lainey, Avril and Katie, each one of them changed me.
break. She understood me all too well, my sister with the same name. When I'm working 9 to 5, country music gets me through. And when I'm in a pickle, I think, what would Dolly do?
There you go, folks. Taylor Moss, The Women Who Raised Me. We're going to play a song now by Paul Coster. Now, Paul is one of the other artists that will be appearing there at this festival. The track we've selected for you is a number called Charlie's 28.
Back in the Great Depression, Charlie drove his cab around town on the Southern Ocean, down to the beach and back. Well, he don't say much out, Charlie, just working to survive. Get that Hudson ready, boy, she's in for a hell of a ride. Mr. Hurt, can you take us to Darwin? On the deal, he took off through the outways, left the mainland, and off to Port Augusta, the outback shore to hand. Let's drive her up to the end of the road. When the road is gone, then we'll make our own. Push, pull, patch it up. There's no time. Charlie's 28. Charlie somehow saw a road where there was none to see. A trembling compass needle showing where they had to be. 12 hard weeks of battling. His family remade the journey in honor of their
taxi fare.
There we go, folks. Paul Costa from the Whisper in the Crowd album, Charlie's 28. Going to play a track now by Piper Rodriguez. This is her latest one. It's a number called Bewitched.
Under your spell, you swore that you knew it all with your crystal ball, but I ain't under your spell. You always got your way, knew just what to say, and I know the magic's black and I went mad, but I guess you got your way. You thought I'd be desperate. Cause you had me bewitched. All the warning signs I missed. Nothing could have saved me. I was in too deep, lost in the light that you painted me. Bewitched. When you had me bewitched. What have I become? Was blind by your charms, but boy, I live in spite of love. It's like I've lost who I've become. You thought I'd be desperate, delusional, but boy, it's kind of comical. Oh, cause you have me bewitched. All the warning signs I missed.
All the warning signs.
Nothing could have saved me. I was in too deep. I've got him bewitched. All the warning signs he's missed. Nothing's gonna save him now. He's in too deep. Nothing's gonna save him now. He's in too deep. Lost in the light that you painted.
There we go, folks. She's got him bewitched. That is Piper Rodriguez. Going to play you one now by Tyler. Tyler Rodriguez. This is her latest single. It's a number called If Walls Could Talk.
walls could talk, they'd tell you about my grandma and the time we spent when mama had to work. If these walls could talk, you'd hear all the songs my daddy would sing to us on Sunday after church. I don't want to forget. If these walls could talk, I have a million questions about the memories I've lost along the way. If these walls could talk, I'd sit right here for hours and hang on.
Latest single by Tyler Rodriguez there, folks. One of the artists that will be appearing at this one.
Get ready for the Texas Country Music Festival this September. It's three massive days of incredible Aussie talent, featuring Travis Collins, Amber Lawrence, Taylor Moss, Jane Denham, and many more. Tickets are available now. Don't miss out.
There you go, folks. Don't miss out. Do yourself a favour. You know you want to. It's a sensational festival. I saw it there last year, and I'm going to be there again this year, bringing you Corner Country, Roman Oz, and also All Aussie Flashbacks from there next Sunday. Now, this man is going to close out the event, okay? I saw him last year, him and his band, and I absolutely thought they owned that stage and owned the event. And he's closing it this year. So I'm going to close the program with a song by him as well, okay? Because we've only got time for this one before I put that horse in the stable. He goes by the name of Kush Ryder, and the song we're going to play is a number called Danger Ahead.
I've been thinking about the other day.
Oh, what a way to end the show, folks. And he's going to be closing the Texas Country Music Festival. Be there or be square, 26th to 28th of September. Folks, it's time for me to put that horse in the stable. The headphones are coming off. I'm going to kick back now with a beer and a Jack on the porch. So until next week, folks, yee-haw! I'm going to see you all somewhere around Corner Country.